fast that I can practice?
I think he may be running around a little bit today. I don't know how. I would say probably limited today. Monty Kiffin's
defense looked like the one who played it at. He was a USC.
No, he's I would say it's different, you know, when you look at him in terms of what he's trying to do. A lot of everything everybody does is personnel driven, so dealing with different players in the Cowboys than he had when he was at SC, so I think it's, you know, changed a little bit.
Is it primarily zone in the secondary?
No, that's not the case either. You know, I think he does a really good job of mixing things up. You know, they play a good amount of man free, and mix in some cover two in there, so they play a lot of three deep, four under, so he gives you a lot of problems in terms of how he presents it there, but there's not just one thing where you can say, hey, it's this, and this is what we got to prepare for, because he's pretty diverse in terms of what he's doing coverage-wise back there.
Any reason to think Peters will not be able to play, or is he just guys kind of nursing him along?
Nah, I just go with what they tell us, and today he's going to be limited.
Yeah, anything new on Mike?
Mike took, I think, some 7-on-7 snaps yesterday. We'll see how he is today. They lifted yesterday. They don't lift today, so... You know, once we get through the first couple periods here, running around, we'll see how he feels. So.
As far as their offense, is this as tough a challenge as you guys have faced all year? I mean, obviously next to Denver. I mean, you look at the numbers at Romo and that offense to put up is pretty incredible.
Yeah, they are. You know, and we don't compare them to who else we play. You know, obviously the Broncos have a tremendous offense, but, you know, when you've got Romo, but you also have Witten, you got Dez Bryant, you know, now with the emergence of Williams, with Miles Austin being down a little bit, you know, obviously they can do a lot of different things. You know, you just look at the Denver game, you know, it was a hell of a football game, and they can put some points on the board. They can do a lot of different things offensively, you know, and you got an experienced quarterback running the system. It's impressive, so.
What have you seen from Romo specifically? What's he doing
well this season? I think he's got a great feel for how to play quarterback. He's got a lot of innate ability in the pocket. He's extremely accurate when he throws, but he also has an uncanny ability just to keep plays alive. And I think how he moves within the pocket, you know, there's a couple guys that, you know, you don't look at him and say, hey, that guy's got great feet, but he does. You know, similar to Tom Brady in that fashion, where they're always moving, they always just put themselves in the right position to make the throw at the right time. If you're a student of the game, student of quarterback play, it's really, you know, when you watch him play the position, it's impressive. You know, and I think he has the right feel. His eyes are always downfield, and he's always looking and hunting up receivers and trying to make the big play, and he's really done a nice job with it. And I think they're doing a lot more with him calling plays at the line of scrimmage, so he's putting them in the right situation at certain times, and it's a tough package to defend.
Chip, given that after a couple of weeks where your defense has shown some progress, do you view this as sort of a watershed game for your defense? Or are you going to keep making that progress?
Yeah, I guess to answer your question, we don't look watershed. Every week is a season for us. And our challenge right now is as big as it can get, because it's the Dallas Cowboys and it's the only game we're going to play this week. So that's the way we look at it. We don't look back at it and compare this week to that week and how we are. It's you know, they got our full attention. We got a kind of a routine and a rhythm that we've gotten into. We're back into a normal schedule. You know, we're playing on Sundays. We're getting to our battle rhythm. Our Wednesday is our Wednesday, but our eyes are totally focused on the Cowboys. We're not comparing them to anybody else. We're not looking at watershed moments or leaving legacies or all that other stuff. We're playing Tony Romo and Witten and Dez Bryant and Sean Lee, and should be a hell of a game on Sunday.
Chip, what leadership might be the wrong word then, but I mean, do you agree that you've seen some progress in the last couple of weeks, and is it important for you to keep moving in that direction with your defense?
Nah, it's not important. We told our guys to take a step back this week. We just don't. I guess my perspective is we don't look at it like that. We look at it as we have one game this week, and we got to do everything we can to prepare for a hell of a football team, and that's how we look at it. I think maybe at the end of the year you can kind of compare and contrast different weeks to different seasons, but we don't look at it and say, hey, you know, this has got to be this. It's have we shown improvement over the last couple of weeks? Yeah, but if you don't do anything this week, then it's, you know, you're not capitalizing on it. You hope over the course of time that you don't make the same mistake twice, and that's something that, you know, you preach upon as a coach. But literally for us, we don't get that deep. It's this is our Wednesday. It's our real big work day, and we got to put a lot of our game plan in terms of what we're doing against a really, really good football team, and it's an outstanding challenge, and we're excited about it. So,
what's Roger Chubb's status?
Pat's will be limited. He ran around a little bit yesterday. It really just depends on how he can handle his shoulder and what he can do from a function standpoint. So,
he did pretty much day to day as far as his ability to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
Bill said he had a lot of pain in the morning, but he was supposed to have a second test yesterday, like a pain or a test.
I think he had already had it at that point in time. So
right, there wasn't a follow-up one later.
Not that I know of, no.
Jake, when you look back at the start of the season with 3 games in 11 days, now you're kind of more on a set schedule. How much more valuable was it to have this time, this 6-7-day window between games, to prepare, to get your team ready?
Same thing. I don't look at it that way. I don't go back and say, hey, we had a short amount of time here. Is everybody has a, you know, everybody's got to play a Thursday game. Everybody's going to have a short week, and, you know, ours came early. You know, other guys have it late. You know, I think it's, what's it, Seattle and Arizona this week. So, you know, we don't look at it that way. It's everybody's got to do it. Everybody's got the same situation. So I don't look at it as, hey, this week we had this week we had that. But it's just getting into a rhythm and getting going. We know our schedule all the way out. We got, I think it's 5 games now, and then we got a break coming up. But then we got another 5 games. So that's kind of how we look at it on a weekly basis.
The rookie head coach just coming in, I mean, getting your feet wet, you know, it seemed like it would be kind of hectic those first.
No, we were prepared for it, and that's what we did. But we also don't look back at it now. It's in our rearview mirror. So, you know, we don't sit there now saying, hey, thank goodness we've got 7 days between each game, because, you know, way back when, in the beginning of September, we had this. I just don't think that way. So,
looking at your skill positions and just distribution of plays, do you find it's increasingly difficult to spread the ball around? And do you ever spend time going into games saying, all right, we're going to get this guy more involved? Or is that just the way, over the course of the game, how things play out, that the top guys are the ones who end up ultimately getting involved?
How do you get so many questions into one sentence? Because, yeah, like, I'm ready to answer the first thing, and then all of a sudden it just morphed into something else. Okay. We don't go in trying to say, hey, we're going to force the ball to this guy. Hey, everything we do is dictated on what is the defense presenting to us, and then really what's our plan to attack. Is it cover one? Is it cover two? Is it zone blitz? Is it this? And kind of how that expresses itself. And I think certain people have defended us in manners that they hadn't shown on film before we played them. And then other guys were really almost 100% to what they had shown. We probably anticipated that early because there wasn't a lot of tape. You know, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, Bob just got there. So what are they going to be? He only had 1 or 2 games to go on them. You know, with Tampa Bay, as we talked about, we could go back to last season because that staff had been together. So you kind of get a better feel. You got a little bit more of a sample size to choose from. So we're always going to go with what the defense gives us, but we're not looking to force one way or another. We think we'd like to say we're an equal opportunity scoring offense. We don't care if we run it in. We don't care if we throw it in. You know, it's just about generating points and you know, how are they going to defend us? If they're going to try to double somebody and take them away, then we're certainly not going to say, hey, we need to force it into player X. We need to make sure that player Y, Z, and whomever else can step up and make plays when they get their opportunity. So. Did you just say Harkin? Wow.
Harkin back.
I like that.
All right, well, going back to the April, when you drafted Zach, you mentioned about the people asked, well, how are you going to have 3 tight ends? You're like, well, I just feel like this, I got 3 tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people thought that maybe they would be more of an integral part of this offense. Is that just, as you mentioned, the defense isn't giving the tight ends more opportunities, or is it that you run more and hence they're blocking more? Is that one of the
I think it's a combination of both. But I also know, like last week, there wasn't anything we could do because James couldn't go, you know, so. But it's really kind of how it expresses itself. You know, how do defenses try to defend you? You know, what do they do? What are the strengths of our team? You know, what do we feel as a coaching staff matches up better for us? You know, is it better to get this personnel in the game as opposed to that personnel in the game? You know, and as we keep going here, I think you're going to need them all, you know, just because we know everybody's not going to be healthy at times, and there's going to be times when we don't have as many receivers available to us, and we may have to go to this package as opposed to that package. But it's a good thing to have. We think we got 3 quality tight ends. It's just really kind of how, what do people do when they see that? And when you look at what they're doing in their previous games, you know, how do they match up to those situations? So
when you first got here, did you understand what you had in LeSean McCoy? Did you anticipate him being where he is right now?
Let me hearken back to that.
That's my word.
That's your word. I knew how talented he was. The one thing I think I've been really impressed with LeSean is that he's a complete running back. You know, and I think you look at him in blitz pickup and some things that go a little bit unnoticed. He did a couple times the Giants brought a couple blitzes, and he just stepped up and stoned the linebacker in the hole. His ability right now as a receiver coming out of the backfield, you know, if people are going to play man coverage, someone has to cover your running back. And I think he's a guy that we can create some mismatches with some linebackers in this league. But I think, you know, didn't know as much about, to be as you asked the question, I didn't know as much about his ability as a blocker and some of those aspects. Obviously, you saw the highlight runs and, you know, got a little sample size of seeing that. But I think his ability to be a complete back is what's really impressed me, and his durability. You know, I mean, he's been great so far, knock on wood, you know, but we're, you know, I'm really impressed with him in the six games we've had so far. So.
Have you gotten a sense how much the older players, they don't like the Dallas Cowboys and how intense this rivalry is from these guys as we go on?
No, we don't talk about that. You know, I think everybody we play, you have the utmost respect for. And if you don't, you're going to lose. You know, and I think our players are like that too. You know, I think whether it's the Chiefs or the Chargers or the Broncos or whomever, you know, I think, you know, I think there's a professionalism that I really kind of like in this league, is that, you know, I think maybe we respect all, we fear none. But, you know, I've never been a guy that's got into the whole hate aspect of, you know, we hate them, so let's stay later tonight and study harder and work harder. It's, you know, you got to prepare the same way, and because if you don't, you're going to get beat in this league.
So there were a lot of cornerbacks of similar skill set or reputation on the market. You signed two. Do you remember watching tape of all of them, and what stood out about the two guys that you signed, Carey and Bradley, among that group that fit for this team?
I remember watching a lot of tape in the secondary. You know, the two things I think that both Kerry and Fletch gave us is we wanted some size and some length, you know, and specifically when you get matched up with a Vincent Jackson, or you get matched up this week with a Dez Bryant or Williams, you know, there's a lot taller, longer receivers you're going to play. And one of the things we were really trying to do is get taller and longer at the cornerback spot. So that's the first thing off the top of my head that stuck out, besides getting into the whole film evaluation of where we were. But I think both Fletch and Kerry, because of their length, would match up. You know, you're going to play some bigger, taller receivers, you know, especially in our division. So,
was that how you recruited Oregon? Did you want
it? We wanted everybody. You know, we've said it all along, big people beat up little people. We want bigger, taller, longer at every position, whether it's in the secondary, whether it's on the defensive line, you know, receiver, everything. Mm-hmm. In the long run, you know, I think that's a great model to follow. And that's not a rule, because obviously there's some dynamic players that don't fit the height, weight, you know, strat combination, but you're first going to look for that. If you just have an ideal world and say, here's my parameters, we're going to go there. Okay? Thanks, guys.
Thanks.